Hello, denizens of planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd podcasting to you from the Starship. Think on these things. Think on these things is sponsored by the StarsGazette.com website. StarsGazette.com is committed to sharing information concerning how the impact of our culture influences our thinking and the necessity of a good health plan. In the past, we covered minimal health benefits, essential health benefits, and quality health plans. Also, we covered health insurance exchanges, navigators, and the Affordable Care Act, along with Medicare and Medicaid. In this podcast, we're going to explore the many features of a good health plan and discuss how understanding this information can benefit you and your family. When shopping and comparing for health insurance that is affordable with all of the coverage necessary for the security that can be provided if an illness or an accident happens, here is where knowledge is power. The question, of course, is how much does a quality health plan cost? Well, this depends on your personal income, your employment status, and whether health insurance coverage is available through your employer. Or you might be eligible for health insurance coverage through Medicaid, health insurance exchanges, group insurance, or individual coverage. Understand individual tax credits and cost-sharing subsidies are only available through the health insurance exchange plans. To find answers to most questions that might need answering concerning health insurance, it would be wise to visit the health insurance marketplace, also called the health exchange place, and request a navigator to help you and get the best health insurance for your family. So what is health exchange insurance plans? A health insurance exchange, otherwise known as health insurance marketplace, is a comparison shopping area for health insurance. Private health insurance companies list their health plans with the exchange, and you can compare shop on the exchange from among the available health plan listings. In the health insurance marketplace, also called health exchanges, are organizations in each state through which people can purchase health insurance. People can purchase health insurance that complies with the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. On these exchanges is where people can choose from a range of government-regulated and standardized healthcare plans offered by insurers participating in the exchange. These exchanges are the only place people can obtain premium subsidies and cost-sharing reductions, which serves to reduce premiums and out-of-the-pocket costs for millions of eligible enrollees. The ACA standardized the types of benefits and cost sharings allowed in health plans offered through the health insurance marketplace into four levels of coverage. Each plan level must cover the same minimum essential health benefits. Individuals and small group health plans categorize plans into one of four different middle tiers. The tiers represent the average portion of the expected cost a plan will cover and for an average population. The four plans or tiers are the bronze plan, which covers 60% of the cost, the silver plan covers 70%, the gold plan covers 80%, and the platinum plan is 90%. Now, the higher their amount of coverage, of course, the higher the premium will be from the insurer. Well, of course, the next question is, how can Affordable Care Act, also known as the Obamacare Act, benefit me? This depends on a person's income from their employment status and whether health insurance coverage is available through their employer. A person may be eligible for health insurance coverage through Medicaid, health insurance exchanges, group insurance, or individual coverage. Individual tax tax credits and cost-sharing subsidies are only available through health insurance exchange plans. Generally, employers must cover health insurance, but if their coverage is not to your satisfaction, you can always search for a policy by contacting a navigator. Navigators play an important role in helping people find insurance policies. The bottom line is, if you are employed and your employer doesn't have sufficient medical care coverage for you and your family, you might have to get additional health insurance through Obamacare or a personal insurance plan. I encourage, if you have any questions, to contact your health exchange center and find out what is best for you, where you can get it as a tax credit for paying the premium yourself. Now, if you're making minimum wages and your employer have minimum coverage for you and your family, and you really can't afford Obamacare because they say that you make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, look for subsidies. Subsidies is used to help defray the cost of healthcare purchase via the exchange. The law offers subsidies that vary based on the individual's family or household income. The subsidy could be in the form of advanced premium tax credits that may be applied to lower the insurer's monthly premium, or cost-sharing reductions such as lower co-insurance and out-of-the-pocket limits. The cost-sharing reduction is only available through the health plan from the Silver Medal Tier Plan category when the insured applies to the exchange. Their identity and income is verified and compared to the federal poverty levels income exchange. What is the recourse that if you have any questions, I encourage you to call your healthcare center and ask a navigator to assist you in finding what you can afford and what is comfortable for you and your family to feel secure in the healthcare category. Denizens of Planet Earth, I thank you for your patience, and I hope you visit our website at starsgazette.com for future updates, podcast updates. Until then, I'm thinking about you.